I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So let's talk about the education bill in the New Mexico legislature.
Yes, well, the education committee passed their budget, their version of what the public school education budget should be. And we are looking at about a $2.6 billion budget. As we've talked about on this show before, the education, both higher education and public education, constitute about 60% of the state's budget, and public education is around 43%. So this budget that will then, of course, have to go over to the House Appropriations Committee is about $36 million below the current year budget. So that's going to be a hit for all of our public schools.
And what kind of a hit do we know from the budget that's passed what is going to be eliminated?
Yes, there are some things that aren't too bad in that they're eliminating some of the extra money that was appropriated for transportation when gasoline was so high, and of course now it's so low. That's one of the reasons that we're having problems in the state. But they're also eliminating programs that really help kids, like after-school programs, sort of extra things, but programs that we've been able to fund over the last few years that really provide an extra boost for a lot of kids. And they're doing little maneuvers like all of state government's trying to do, you know, delaying certain purchases and saving money on delaying buying textbooks and instructional materials and things like that. So that's where a lot of that $36 million in cuts are going.
Is there any way to know if there actually is fat in the education budget?
Well, I was talking about that with one of the legislators yesterday, just general fat. Is there fat in state government? And, you know, there probably is, and maybe there are programs that aren't necessarily working, and we need to look at them. And what this budget crisis is doing is helping expedite that, but also we're in such a crisis that we don't really have time to look at what's working, what's not working, because a lot of programs throughout state government are going to get across-the-board cuts, although some agencies are really looking at specific programs and maybe cutting those. But now our thought process, our thoughtfulness is not going to happen as it probably should.
Now, let's also talk about the ethics bills. We started out this legislative session talking about how there's some ethics bills going through the legislature. Where are they at?
Yes, there's quite a few ethics bills being introduced in both the House and the Senate, and some of the House bills are moving. But in the Senate, all the ethics bills, the campaign contribution limits, the ethics committee, creation of an ethics committee, the bill to open conference committees, the bill for state contractors to disclose contributions to elected officials, and some nonprofit reporting requirements, all those bills right now are stalled up in the Senate Rules Committee, where the chair of the committee wants to bring all the bills and then look at doing one omnibus bill, one bill that would include all of these pieces of ethics reform. So some of the senators are getting a little agitated about wanting to get that bill moving or get their bill moving. So we're just going to have to see what's going to happen.
It's interesting that they want to make one bill, one omnibus bill that covers everything. Would that make it harder for them to pass if somebody didn't like one little piece of it?
Yeah, that's what happens. If you hate the contribution limit or cap then you might oppose that bill. Or if you don't like the way the ethics committee is constituted, you might oppose that. So that's why we do these individual bills, so that we can try to get support from people who might not support another ethics bill. So it could be problematic.
Well, we will continue to follow that with you, Linda Siegel. Thank you very much for being with us today on the Radio Cafe. Linda Siegel does the legislative update Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just before the 9 o'clock hour.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.